Yud Gimel Kislev, Tuesday the 27th of November, Harav Yaakov Hillel, Hanukkah.
We find a question concerning Hanukkah in Al Nisim in Hoidoa. We see that the whole Nisach implies that the Nes was the Nes HaMilchoma. Giborim biad chaloshim, rabim biad meatim, reshoim biad tzadikim, tmeim biad tehoirim. And the Nes HaMenorah is not mentioned at all in Nusach Al Nisim. It says, Achar kach ba'u b'necha nidbir b'techa, ufinu et hechalecha, v'tiharu et mikdashecha, v'dliku nirot b'hatzulot kodshecha. They purified the Beis HaMikdash and they lit the menorah. On the other hand, when the Gemara and Shabbos ask my Hanukkah, it tells a different story. It says that kishenitzchu et hashmonaim, et hevanim, ba'u v'tiharu et hamikdash, and they looked for shemen tohor, they couldn't find any. They found one jar with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, which was still pure, and it had for one night, and it lit till they were tahor, and they could make new shemen, new oil. So from the Gemara it's mashma that the nest of Hanukkah, which we commemorate, is the Nes Pach HaShemen. The Meforshim asked quite a few questions on this, on Bichlal, on the Nes Pach HaShemen. First of all, Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur. So really they could have used the impure olive oil till they became pure and could make new olive oil. Also, there's a klal, La Abit Kutshabrichu Nisa Bichdi. Hashem doesn't just make miracles for no rhyme or reason. So since the Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur, why did we need at all the Nes Pach HaShemen? Especially since we see that in Al Nisim we make the main topic of the miracle is Nes HaMilchoma. So to understand this, we have to look carefully into the whole Milchoma of the Yevonim on Klal Yisrael. So really, as you know, the Poskim already say the difference between Hanukkah and Purim, that Haman wanted to destroy the Jewish people, men, women, children, with no exemptions. It didn't interest him to win them over to his life, to his way, his mahalach, just to kill them. That's all, to wipe them out. On the other hand, the Yevonim didn't want to wipe them out. They just wanted them to conform to their culture, to their way of thinking, their philosophy, and sports, and all what the Greeks are famous for. So they wanted to assimilate us. Chazal say, of course, that the milchoma of the Yevonim was worse than the milchoma of Muhammad, because the Eden, who would have been, God forbid, if they would have been killed, they would have gone straight up to Olam Haba, Al Kiddush Hashem. Whereas here, the Yevonim wanted to destroy them in this world and the world to come, to make them Oisidin, to cause them to assimilate and become like them. Listen, I think the Levush says that's why In Purim there's a din of Seuda, mitzvah to make a Seuda umishte, whereas on Chanukah there's no real mitzvah of mishte, because it's the whole milchoma was ruchni. So mamela, the Hazal mitaken the Indian of Ner Chanukah, which is an Indian ruchni. So what do we see in the Gzeira of the Yevonim? What what so disturbed them by Klal Yisrael. So we see the concept of Ruchnis, of spirituality, the concept of Hashgacha Pratis, the concept of Hashroah Shechina, the Israel, anything which is to do with the Kedusha by Am Yisrael, which comes through the connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, these were the things that most disturbed them, because they didn't fit in with the how you would say, the logical and rationalistic, scientific, academic approach of the Greeks to everything in life. So what do we see? There were Goizel Alamila, because that's Kedushas HaGuf Shel Yisrael, that by cutting off the foreskin, you know, that the Yid becomes, his body becomes on a different level. It now can be, a person can work on his midas and improve himself, that his actions should be good, actions of Alpiei Torah Samidas. Besides the fact that Torah itself, understanding Torah, is conditional on a bris milah, as we say in the Nusach HaBirchas HaMozen, we say, Al Torah, Al Brischa Shehatamta Bitzarenu, Al Torascha Shelimaditanu. What we see, the connection between bris and Torah, that a person who has an orla can never understand Torah, because Torah is ruchni, is chokhmas Hashem, is mufshet, and this type of wisdom cannot link up to a human being unless the tumor was mufresh from him through the bris. We know that through the orla, the sisra achra has a tremendous achiza on the goof. And when it's cut off, so memela, the that's the ikar knisas haneshama is immediately after the bris, and that's why the name is given always immediately after the bris, Yikara Shemui B'Yisrael, because the name relates to the neshama, and before the bris, the neshama didn't yet come in because of the achizas atuma. The moment the orla is cut off and the tumor is nifresh, so the neshama comes in, and memela, the baby has a name. So this whole concept that one human being can be holier than another is not acceptable to the Greeks. You know, cutting off a bit of a foreskin is not going to change a human being and make him holy. The whole concept is alien to them. So they will go on the Mila. The same thing we find the Shail in the Gemara. Ma yom me yomayim. How could there be Antoninus asked Rabbi Akiva, how can there be a difference between one day and another? Shabbos, Yomim Toivim, is there any barometer that can gauge the Tosefes Kiddusha on these days? It's dumb. I mean, where did the Yidden get this idea that they're holy days and other days, normal days, not without Kiddusha? So of course, Rosh Chodesh is what's koveh the Chagim, so they were goizer on Shabbos, on the Chagim, on Rosh Chodesh. Anything to do with this concept of Tosefes Kedusha, of holy days, is unacceptable to them. Of course, the whole concept of marriage, by us it's Chuppah Kedushin, it's a whole Ish v'isha shezochu, Shem Shechina b'nehem, Shem Yoidke b'nehem. B'chlal, it's not like the Umos Ha'olam, that the whole concept of marriage is just limilui taivas. Ma'as, it's a whole inin of Shleimus Ha'odem, Hashore b'lo isha, Shoru b'lo toira, b'lo oira, b'lo choyma. Through marriage, a person becomes an Adam Shalem. He's a plag gufa. When he gets married, he becomes a Atem Nikreim Adam. He becomes a perfect human being. And he can attain the highest levels of Kedusha in his life through the whole concept of Nisuim. So again, this concept is unacceptable. They wanted to destroy the Kedushas Habayis. They made a gzera called Kala Nevaret L'Agmon Techila, to give a kesher with the Orla, with the Tumah of the Yevonim, to destroy this Kedushas Habayis of Klal Yisrael. And also we find the gzera of Kitzvu Lachem al Keren Ashor En Lichelek Be'Eloi Ke Yisrael. What's this about? So Yid is going to taking his schoiras to sell. He's got a wagon full of schoira. His cow is pulling his cart, and he's thinking to himself, "I hope Hashem will give me brocha v'atzlocha b'maase yadai. I should have a parnosa, etc., etc." He knows that everything is from Hashem, and he's praying that Hashem should give him hatzlocha. This concept is completely unacceptable to the Greeks. Work hard, earn a living. What's this Jewish concept that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives parnosa? No way. So kisvu lachem al keren ashor, like a bumper sticker, you have to have there written, you know, ein lichelek be'eloike Yisrael. This concept of Eloike Yisrael, that Hashem is involved by Ashgocha Protis in everything. Ein adam nokef etzbaum melemata, im lo shegozrim alav melemala. That nothing can happen in this world unless a Kadbohu is going there. And Farnosa Avades is from Hashem. So this concept of Hashem's involvement in the physical world, in the created world, is unacceptable to them. So they try to uproot this Imuna, this Elokei Yisroel. It's a strange concept to them that God is engaged in Hashgoha Pratis in everything. As we know, the Mefarshim say the difference between the concept of the earlier philosophers towards God as opposed to Emunas Klal Yisroel. On the Pasuk, we say in Halel, Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem Al HaShamayim Kivoydoi. They say by the Goyim, Hashem is above it all. Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem Al HaShamayim Kivoydoi. It's not his honor at all to have any kesher with the physical world. Like the Nefesh HaChaim writes, it's like praising a king for ruling over an anthill. Big deal. What's the godless Hashem to say that he's involved in this world? You know, nothing. It's nothing for him. Azav Hashem et ha'aret, as the Novi said. They believe that Hashem created the world, and then he left it to the koiches ha'tivyes, like Shemesh, Yareach, Koichovim, Mazoles. And that brought them a mail, since these are the shlichim, and they believe that Hashem left the world. So they were Ovid Avodah Zarah, over the Koichovim and Mazoles, as the Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. I mean, we know that the Rambam wrote about Aristoteles, that he achieved the level of Yedias Hashem through his philosophy, which to go beyond that Havana could only be through Nevuah. That means he got to the ultimate level that the human mind can attain in Yedias HaBoire. So we ask a question, if so, why did they were all the Greeks and all their philosophers worship idols? What's the pshat? Because they had this concept that Hashem created the world and is above it all. It's completely mufresh. That means he understood this concept of Hashem being beyond everything. Tachlis Aruchnias and Memela Minutak from the whole of creation, not involved. So who is running the world? His Shlichim. Shemesh V'Yareach V'Kochavim. So Memela, they were Oived Kochavim Mazolas, were the Manhige Oilam, in their opinion. So there's no stira on one hand to be great philosophers and understand the concept of the godless Hashem himself. The moment you think he's not here to be involved in the Hashgacha Pratis, so it brings you to Avodah Zarah, like the Rambam wrote. And that's what it says here in Al Nisikin. What do they want to do? Kishamda Malchus Hayavan Arshoa Al Amecha Yisroel. להשכיחם תוירוסיך ולהעבירם מהוקרת צונך In other words, this concept that the Torah is Hashem, and through learning Torah we have a kesher with Hashem, and the mitzvahs are mitzvahs Hashem, that I'm a kasher with Hashem, like the Ramchal writes clearly, and the Silas is showing that each mitzvah is a special kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The involvement of Hashem in Torah and mitzvah is what disturbed them. That it's Torah Hashem, and that's Chuki Hashem. They have no problem with Torah and as such. It's a very nice book, a history book, you could say, you know, nice stories in it, and whatever. They translated it into Greek. It was a bestseller. They don't have a problem with the book in itself. The problem is that the kedushas of Torah and what Torah does to the Yidnitz, mekadosh them, kuchabrichu oraisav Israel chad, through the matem etzvekim v'Hashem elokechem chaim kulchem hayom, that through learning Torah with dovuk v'Hashem, this is a concept which they cannot take. And the same thing with the mitzvahs. You know, they agree. Every nation has a right to all sorts of customs and mannerisms and different things that people do, all the Amosoyim, that's not a problem. But that Klal Yisrael believe that through the mitzvahs we're mekasher with Hashem, and the mitzvahs are mekadesh es Yisrael, as we say, asher kedeshonu b'mitzvosav, this they can't take. You find when the Yevonim came into the Beis HaMikdash, we would think the first thing they would want to do is to loot the oitzras, the treasures which were there, gold and silver and precious stones, untold value. But we see, what do they do? The first thing they went after, v'timu kol hashmonim. They went crazy with the oil. They're looking for any bottle of oil they can do. They want to pass it all the oils. What's in their mind? Hazal say about the menorah, edus hi lechol bo'i olam she'ashchina shoyra b'Yisrael. It's a clear proof to the whole world, lechol bo'i olam. Shechina Shoira beIsrael. This concept of Shechina Shoira beIsrael is unacceptable to Yevonim. They have to fight it tooth and nail and destroy this concept that the Shechina Shoira beIsrael of miracles, which was aided to this fact that Shechina Shoira beIsrael. So they went after all the Shmonim, the Tamei is a Shmonim. Besides deeper, whatever Or represents and Shemin represents. But the simple idea that etzem inyan that ki edusi lechol boya oilam she'ashchina shoyra beYisrael, it was unacceptable to them, and that's why they preferred going after the oil first and foremost to uproot from Klal Yisrael this the whole concept of the menorah, which is Or Hashem, it's galus Or Hashem and Or Torah in the world. And shows us the nest that every single day happened in the menorah, that although the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen, when he put the oil into the menorah, it was an equal amount in all this, the seven branches. Every single day, the three to the right, the three to the left would be extinguished, and the central branch, the light never went off. And this was a nest taking place every single day for everyone in the world to see and to know that Klal Yisrael exists on Nisim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechubar to them, the Shechina is Shoira b'Yisrael, and we're milum de Nisim. We see the Nisim taking place, as we say in Moedim, al nesecha shebechol yom imanu, al nefleotecha shebechol et. Every single day, every single minute, we see the miracles happening. Who sees? Those who are take an interest in their lives and see, look around, what's going on. As Hazal said, Kol Hasham Or Chosav Bo'olam Hazeh Zoyche Ve'ro'eh B'Yishuato Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who makes a shumer, an assessment of what's going on in his life. He's constantly checking and double checking, what happened today, who did I meet, how did what developed from this meeting, what happened with this phone call, how did, you know, if he looks at the pattern of everything that happens with him, he'll see the Yad HaShgoche, he'll see the Yad HaShem in everything that's happening in his life. He'll be aware of the miracles taking place. It shouldn't be Mechzek HaShikra. We say, B'chol Yom Imanu V'Shichol Shah. Every moment of the day, there are miracles taking place. I mean, we see the whole situation in Eretz Yisrael, that they, you know, that they can shoot thousands of rockets, and all of them land in empty spaces which don't exist in Israel. Israel is not Arizona, Texas, or Alaska, where you have empty spaces. It's a tiny strip of land all built up with a few backyards. If you were aiming for the backyards, 4,000 out of 5,000 would be hitting the towns. If you have these enemies aiming the missiles at the towns, the populated areas, and all of them falling miraculously in empty spaces, and the few that do hit a home, or say, yes, by the way, everyone left a few minutes earlier. They went somewhere. The whole house was empty, except for a few unfortunate casualties. But of course, anyone can, under the circumstances, this is a miracle no less than Kriyas Yamsuf, that such a thing can happen. But we have to have eyes to see, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, Al Nifliotecha Shebechol Et, to be aware that Hashem is with us. Hashgocha Protis. The whole Yichud of Emunas Yisrael is Hashgocha Protis. That's what we see, that Baruch Hu in Yetzias Yisraim did all the miracles to teach us that he is Meshadid Ma'arochas. Because Paro and his way of thought was also the philosophical derech of Azar Hashem et Ha'aretz, that Hashem is not involved in Hashgocha Protis. Those earlier going, they believed that Hashem created the world. But they were koifin Hashgocha Protis. And Hashem showed us that he is manhig the teva. He can change teva whenever he wants. He can change nature. They believed that it was given over, the world was given over to the forces of nature, and everything is normal and natural and fixed, routine. All of a sudden, Hashem showed them that he rules over the world and can change teva whenever he wants. So undoubtedly, to answer the question we ask, of course, undoubtedly, the great miracle of Hanukkah, the unbelievable miracle, was the milchoma, as we say in Al-Nisi. We go through it and think about it. Masalta giboyrim biad chaloshim, rabim biad miatim, tmeim biad tehoirim, reshoim biad tzadikim, vezedim biad oiskit rasecha. So rabim biad miatim and giboyrim biad chaloshim is obvious. But even the others, the reshoim biad tzadikim, tmeim biad tehoirim, we know that zedim biad oiskit rasecha. Anyone who is a Ben Torah, anyone who is a Talmid Chocham, anyone who is a Tzaddik, is a Tor, they're far away from these whole concepts of war. Rather, Matasyahu and his five sons were not soldiers and not Melum de Melchoma, they were Kohanim Gedoylim, they were Rosh Hashivas, Marbitze Torah. You know, it's like imagining Rav Aaron Lev and Rav Haim Kanievsky taking swords and going to fight. I mean, it's and taking on the most, the mightiest army in the whole world, armed to the teeth with elephants and armor and all the weapons that you can imagine. And Hashem made this tremendous miracle, the Nisochin. However, we know that unfortunately these type of Yeshuas could easily be misconstrued and misinterpreted. People come along and say, okay, you know, we were fighting for our cause, for our homeland, it's something to do with patriotism, for these type of concepts. And slowly the whole concept of Oyer v'Choshek would have been forgotten. The fact that it was really a milchama of Torah Yisrael against philosophy. That's what it boiled down to. Philosophy and Greek culture. This was the milchama be'etzem. And this whole concept could have been distorted and warped. We know that even today we have, the Greeks, they instated the Olympics, and in Eretz Yisrael we have the Maccabim. So Yochanan Kohen Godel and his children became sportsmen, they became Greeks, they became Misyavnim. They represent sport and Greek culture. So these concepts could have been warped. Hashem made the second miracle of the light to teach us that really what it was all about was light and darkness. Torah Yisrael against Greek philosophy. That's what it's all about. And that you need outside in the shuk, you have to al pischei abatim kol ot she lo paska regel min hashuk, because we have to, outside is the problem that people can make these mistakes. But when we're facing Hashem and davening, Hashem knows the truth. He doesn't need us to teach him what the miracle is about. We can praise him directly for the miracle of Nesa Melchoma. So in Al Nisim we only say Nesa Melchoma. There's no big deal in there. We didn't need for Hashem to have this, the Nesbach HaShemen. The Nesbach HaShemen was added on for Klal Yisrael throughout the Doiras to be clearly understanding the fact that it was a Melchoma between Toiras Yisrael against philosophy, against Greek culture, and the Nitzochen was taken in this area of Or against Choshech.